You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Calls have been made for New Zealand's Chief Human Rights Commissioner, Dr. Stephen Rainbow, to either step down from his role or be fired from his position over accusations of Islamophobia. These calls have been made by multiple organisations, including Justice for Palestine. I spoke to the co-convener for Justice for Palestine, Samira Zaitoun, about the controversy surrounding the Chief Human Rights Commissioner and the organisation's calls for him to leave his position. To start, for those unaware, what is the basis for these calls to have Rainbow resign or removed from his position?
So in a recent meeting that our Jewish community leader had, Philippa Yazbek from Alternative Jewish Voices and Dianu, she had a meeting with Dr. Stephen Rainbow along with some other human rights commissioners. And in that meeting, he made Islamophobic comments. Basically, what he had said was that he claimed that the Muslim community is the biggest threat to the Jewish community in Aotearoa, which is incorrect. And he cited NZSIS threat assessment as justification, which is a claim that was directly refuted by NZSIS Director General, who said that those comments misrepresent the report. So the issue with it is that the Chief Human Rights Commissioner clearly has some Islamophobic bias and prejudice towards Muslims and is using and misrepresenting reports, government reports, in that position.
Rainbow was appointed as Chief Human Rights Commissioner late last year. Prior to these comments, how have you and Justice of Palestine as a whole viewed him in this role so far?
We've been concerned for a long time since we found out about the appointment of Stephen Rainbow as Chief Human Rights Commissioner, and that's for a number of reasons. Justice for Palestine is first and foremost a human rights organisation, and we're there, you know, we function to support and advocate for the human rights of Palestinians. Some of the issues that we have found in the lead up to this incident, which we're not surprised about, quite frankly, is that he has made anti-Palestinian remarks, racist remarks before. He has also has been accused of making transphobic comments as well. And then also just in general, the appointment process was really unorthodox as well in the way that it came about, and that he was not recommended to this role for a number of reasons. Out of the 12 people who had been nominated, there were 5 shortlisted and he was not one of them. So clearly from the outset, there is the independent panel which thought that he was not appropriate for the role. And then we've also seen various groups come under fire, and he's really shown his prejudice towards them. So Justice for Palestine, what we're worried about here is that the integrity of the Human Rights Commission is actually under threat right now. And not just them as an institution, but also the people who it seeks out to protect, which is all New Zealanders.
Speaking more to that point, do you believe without adequate repercussions, Stephen's comments could lower New Zealanders' trust in the country's human rights institution, the Human Rights Commission?
Absolutely. It would 100% lead to distrust and mistrust if it hasn't already. I mean, for many people, you know, and I'm speaking as someone who is part of Palestinian and the Muslim community and the wider Arab community, I feel that there is a huge risk that people who are in these minority communities who are at risk of racial discrimination, say, the place that we're supposed to go to is the Human Rights Commission. Who do we go to if we know the Human Rights Commissioner, the Chief Human Rights Commissioner, is also sharing the same tropes that fuel the hatred that we see today? And also, I'd just like to point out that, you know, there, you may remember that there was a campaign that the Human Rights Commission ran a couple of years ago, and it was called Give Nothing to Racism. And that included making small remarks. It included laughing at racist jokes, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that this is, Stephen Rainbow is doing exactly what this campaign was talking about, which is fueling racism in Aotearoa.
Justice Minister Paul Goldsmith has supported Rainbow despite calls for him to leave his position. What does an action like this say for those impacted by Rainbow's remarks?
For me, it's surprising because I think that Paul Goldsmith had an opportunity to do a solid and decent thing. Yeah, an apology is one thing, but what does that look like in action? This isn't the first time that Stephen Rainbow has made comments like this in regards to different minority communities. And so an apology is not enough. An apology is not enough. And I think that if Minister Paul Goldsmith wants to feel confident that the people of Aotearoa are feeling safe and included and protected with the Human Rights Commissioner who is at the helm, then he should do the right thing and back Stephen Rainbow.
Speaking more to Rainbow's apology, Rainbow has since met with the Federation of Islamic Associations of New Zealand, or FIANZ, in person following their statement on the matter, and says Rainbow has says he has a deeper understanding of their experiences because of this episode. Is there room for Rainbow, as he has said himself, to essentially learn from this experience, or are you concerned we may see similar comments made by him in the future?
I think that it's great that he has said that he is gaining a deeper understanding of the issues at play, and I think that there is always room for people to grow and learn. But when you are the chief human rights commissioner of a country, our national institution for human rights, there is no place for racism. When you're at the helm of an organisation that is there to protect Aotearoa and her people, then there is no room for making those sorts of comments from the president. You should already know that that is not okay. Islamophobia is not okay. And if you don't understand that you're making an Islamophobic comment, then you probably shouldn't be in that role. And also, on top of that, we've got, you know, following March 15th, you know, it's been 6 years since the terrorist attack. The Prime Minister said, and March has been that, and I quote, "Islamophobia, like all forms of hatred, has absolutely no place in New Zealand. And it is our duty to challenge it wherever it appears, whether it's in words, policies, or in the silence that allows prejudice to fester."
Summarising our chat, what are Justice for Palestine hoping comes out of these calls for him to resign or have his role taken away from him? And for those who are in support of this movement to get Rainbow out of his position, how can they show their support?
So what Justice for Palestine is wanting to do is to join the calls of DayNU, New Zealand Jews Against the Occupation, and Alternative Jewish Voices, in calling for the removal of Stephen Rainbow as the Chief Human Rights Commissioner. And the first step in doing that is having an independent investigation into his fitness for the role. And so we are calling on the Minister of Justice, Paul Goldsmith, to get an investigation underway, and just to make sure that people know that this is not okay and this is not normal to have someone in this role making comments like this when they are supposed to be protecting the human rights of everyone in our country. And what I would also say is that, yes, it can feel that it is an unsafe space, perhaps, for people to, if you do want to complain to the Human Rights Commission about things that you've gone through and experienced, but please do not be put off by the person who is at the helm, because there are a lot of people in the organisation who are doing good work, and it's our job to make sure that we protect it. And, you know, the human rights framework, we believe in it, and it's not great and it's not perfect, but we do need it, and so we must stand up for it.
That was the co-convener for Justice for Palestine, Samira Zaitoun, on the organisation's calls for the Chief Human Rights Commissioner to either step down or be fired from his position.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.